Section 11. How to prepare for your driver license. Knowledge test. The primary purpose of a knowledge test is to make sure you have the information needed to drive safely. The knowledge test only measures a sample of what you know, but it shows you have a basic understanding. The knowledge test consists of 25 multiple choice questions that are important to the safe operation of a motor vehicle, including traffic signs, pavement markings, and Kansas laws and driving practices. The questions are based on the information provided in this manual. The test is not timed, but generally takes 15 to 20 minutes to finish. You may go to any full-service driver license center to take the knowledge test. Please use the following link to determine if the station you plan to visit will be able to administer the knowledge test. https://www.ksrevenue.org/dovlicenses.html. Sample questions follow. Passing the knowledge test. If you pass the knowledge test, you are eligible to take the skills tests. You must score an 80% to pass the knowledge test. After you pass the knowledge test and receive your instruction permit, and are 17 years old or older, you may go to any full-service driver license center to take your driver's license test. Please use the following link to determine if the station you plan to visit will be able to administer the driver's license test. https://www.ksrevenue.org/dovlicenses.html. If you are under 17 years old, you must hold your instruction permit for one full year or until reaching age 17, whichever comes first, before you are eligible to take the driver's license test. You must pass three tests: the pre-trip vehicle safety inspection test, the basic vehicle control skills test, and the road test to receive your driver's license. What to bring with you for your driver's license test? You will need to present the following items to the examiner prior to taking your driver's license test. All items must be valid and for the correct vehicle. Valid instruction permit. Proof of Kansas residence. If under the age of 18, a parent or legal guardian is required to sign for 50 hours of supervised driving, and if under the age of 17, sign permission to issue a license. Failing the knowledge test. If you failed the knowledge test, you should study the driver's manual further and retake the test. You are given 4 opportunities to pass the knowledge exam. If you fail to pass the 4th time, you will be required to wait 6 months from the most recent failed exam before starting the process again. Pre-trip vehicle safety inspection test. During the pre-trip inspection, you must show that your vehicle is safe to drive. You may have to walk around the vehicle, point to or touch each item, and explain to the examiner what you are checking and why. You will not have to open the hood or crawl under the vehicle. With a parent, guardian, or friend who is properly licensed and over the age of 21, practice inspecting various types of vehicles until you can identify the following vehicle parts and tell your parent, guardian, or friend what you are looking for and inspecting. You should be able to state the key features or indicators that show if a vehicle component is safe or unsafe. External inspection. Vehicle walk around. Walk around the vehicle, indicating that you are looking at the general condition of the vehicle and that you are looking for children, animals, and other debris around the vehicle before entering. It is critical to walk around the vehicle before driving to be sure the vehicle is in good condition and that there is nothing in the way when you move your vehicle. Leaks. Look for puddles or dripping fluids on the ground, under the engine, and around the transmission and fuel tank area. It is important to look for leaks, because fluid loss could indicate component failure in areas where levels might not be readily checked, such as the transmission or fuel systems. Tires. Before entering the vehicle, tires should be checked for proper inflation, tread depth, and condition. To check tire pressure, use the recommended PSI, pounds per square inch, located in the vehicle owner's manual or the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle. Use a tire pressure gauge to check your PSI. If your PSI is above the number listed on your door jamb, let air out until it matches. If below, add air, or have a tire professional help you, until it reaches the proper number. Also make sure that valve caps and stems are not missing, broken, or damaged. You may also measure tread depth using the penny test. Once every month, or before you embark upon a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. 1. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. 2. Select a point on your tire where the tread appears to be lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. 3. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced. It is important to check your tires because low inflation or lack of tread increases the effect of hydroplaning, reduces cornering ability, and increases the chance of blowout from excessive heat buildup due to increased flexing of the tire. Stopping distance is increased from poor contact with road surface. Overinflation increases the chance of tread separation and tire failure. Cuts and bruises may cause tire failure, blowout, and sudden loss of control. Headlights. Check that low and high beam headlights are operational and that the lenses are not cracked, broken, or missing. It is important to check your headlights, because they are critical for better visibility, nighttime driving, and inclement weather conditions. Tail lights and brake lights. Check that tail lights and brake lights are operational and that the lenses are not cracked, broken, or missing. It is important to check your tail lights and brake lights, because they are critical for better visibility. Brake lights also communicate to other drivers that you are slowing or stopping. Turn signals. Check that all turn signals, both front and back, are operational and that the lenses are not cracked, broken, or missing. It is important to check your turn signals, because they are critical to communicate to other drivers when and which way you are turning. Check your fluids. Oil. Open the hood of your car. Find the oil dipstick. Remove it and wipe it down with a rag or paper towel. Put back the dipstick. Make sure you push it in as far as it will go. Put out the dipstick again. If the film of oil does not reach the markings, add more oil. Check your driver's manual to see how often you should replace your oil. Coolant. Open the hood of your car. Find the coolant tank. This is usually next to the radiator. If the coolant doesn't reach the minimum fill line, fill it with a coolant water solution. The ration for this will be in your car's driver manual. Warning. Never open the radiator cap on a hot car. Wait until the car has cooled down first. Internal inspection. Vehicle used for driving exam. The vehicle being used for the driving exam must meet the following criteria. All signals must be working. All tires must be of safe condition. Brake lights must be working. Windshield and mirrors must be intact. Horn must be working. Tag must be valid. Inside of vehicle must be a safe temperature. If outside temperature is over 85 degrees Fahrenheit, air conditioner must work properly. If outside temperature is between 75 degrees Fahrenheit to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, air conditioner must work properly, or passenger window must roll down. If outside temperature is under 45 degrees Fahrenheit, heater must work properly. Seats and safety belts. Check that there are no broken seat frames and that the seats are firmly attached to the floor. Properly adjust the driver's seat so you can reach the pedals and turn the steering wheel. Check for properly secured, mounted, and adjusted safety belt. Make sure the safety belt is not ripped or frayed and properly place the safety belt across your hips and shoulder. Seats must be securely fastened, safe to sit in, and properly adjusted. To keep you safe and in control while you drive, safety belts must be available, in usable condition, and properly fastened. Windows and windshield. Check windows to make sure they are clear, have no obstructions or damage to the glass, and can open and close properly. Also check the windshield to make sure it is clear and has no obstructions or damage to the glass. Cracks, stickers, glare, or dirt can cause you to lose sight of other traffic or changes in road conditions. Doors and mirrors. Check that door are not damaged and that they open, close, and latch properly. Check that all internal and external mirrors and mirror brackets are securely mounted, not damaged, and free of excessive dirt. Check mirrors for proper adjustment. It is important to check the doors on a vehicle, because doors must close and latch properly to keep you safe while driving. It is important to check mirrors as they provide visibility to the sides and rear. Wipers and washers. Check that wiper arms and blades are secure and not damaged and that the windshield wipers and washers operate correctly. It is important to make sure your windshield wipers are in good condition, because they improve visibility during rain and other adverse conditions. Worn blades reduce visibility, which makes it difficult to see. Heater, air conditioner, defroster. Describe how the heater, air conditioner, and defroster work. Test the defroster by activating the fan and placing your hand over the dashboard's vent to ensure it is working properly. It is important to make sure your defroster is working properly because it improves visibility, especially during cold weather. Horn. Check that the horn works. It is important to make sure it is working, because the horn is a device that must function properly to warn other roadway users, vehicles, pedestrians, bicyclists, of your presence, if needed. Indicator lights. Check that, dash. Indicator lights for turn signals, hazard flashers and headlight high beams illuminate when corresponding lights are turned on. It is important to make sure your indicator lights work, because they help to warn you if external lights, such as turn signals and high beams are still active when not appropriate. Brake lights. Turn on your car. Have a friend or parent stand behind the car. Step on the brake pedal. Does your friend see both lights? If not, you should replace the bulb or fuse. If you don't know how, get a professional to do it. Fuel gauge. Check that there is a sufficient amount of fuel and that the gauge is not on empty. It is important to have fuel in your vehicle so the vehicle will start and drive properly. Basic vehicle control skills test. Your basic control skills test may be performed off-street, on-street during the road test, or both. It will consist of two or more of the following exercises. Forward 2-point turnabout. Reverse 2-point turnabout. 3-point turnabout. Left side parallel park. Right side parallel park. With a parent, guardian or friend, who is properly licensed and over the age of 21, practice these exercises in a safe area, such as a parking lot or residential area until you can correctly complete them. Try practicing the exercises in a variety of vehicles and locations. Instructions. The examiner will give you detailed instruction for completing the test exercises and you will be given the opportunity to ask questions. Scoring. Reversal. A reversal is when you stop and reverse direction to get a better position. Each time you reverse direction, it is counted as an error. Stopping without changing direction does not count as a reversal. Encroachments. Touching or crossing over an exercise boundary line or cone with any part of your vehicle, other than the vehicle's mirrors, is considered an encroachment. Each encroachment will count as an error. Turn signals. When performing an exercise, you must use the correct turn signal when turning or backing. Each time you fail to use or improperly use your turn signal, it will count as an error. If your turn signal cancels automatically, make sure to reactivate it when necessary. Head, traffic check. When performing an exercise, it is important to check traffic prior to entering or exiting a roadway. You must make sure that it is safe to perform the exercise and that the roadway is clear in both directions before entering back into traffic or leaving the exercise area. You will be scored if you do not use head traffic checks during the exercises. Final position. It is important that you finish each exercise exactly as the examiner has instructed you. If you do not maneuver the vehicle into its final position as described by the examiner, points will be added to your score. Exercises. Forward 2-point turnabout. You may be asked to pull forward into a driveway or alley, during the road test or in an off-street area marked by traffic cones and/or lines, until the back end of your vehicle passes the front set of cones and the vehicle is not in the roadway. You will then back the vehicle to the right into the street and drive forward out of the exercise area, returning to the area where you started. This exercise demonstrates your ability to execute a 2-point turnabout and to utilize a street, alley or driveway to reverse the direction you are traveling on a 2-lane road. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc. Reverse 2-point turnabout. You may be asked to drive past the entrance to a driveway or alley, during the road test or in an off-street area marked by traffic cones and/or lines, and back to the right into the street or alley until the front end of your vehicle clears the front set of cones and the vehicle is not in the roadway. You will then drive the vehicle to the left into the street, returning to the area where you started and then drive forward out of the exercise area. This exercise demonstrates your ability to execute a reverse 2-point turnabout and to utilize a street, alley or driveway to reverse the direction you are traveling on a 2-lane road. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of backing skills, visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc. 3-point turnabout. You may be asked to drive forward into a 3-point turnabout area, during the road test or in an off-street area marked by traffic cones and/or lines, and execute a 3-point turnabout. This exercise demonstrates your ability to execute a 3-point turnabout and to utilize a street to reverse the direction you are traveling on a 2-lane road. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of backing skills, visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc. Right side parallel park. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your right side. You are to drive past the parking space and back into it. You must get the vehicle completely within the parking space. Bring the vehicle within 12 inches of the curb side of the space without crossing side or rear boundaries marked by lines or cones. This exercise demonstrates your ability to parallel park a vehicle. This is an essential skill for parking. A parallel park is one of the best indicators that you have the basic skills necessary to safely operate a motor vehicle. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc. Left side parallel park. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your left side. You are to drive past the parking space and back into it. You must get the vehicle completely within the parking space. Bring the vehicle within 12 inches of the curb side of the space without crossing side or rear boundaries marked by lines or cones. This exercise demonstrates your ability to parallel park a vehicle. This is an essential skill for parking. A parallel park is one of the best indicators that you have the basic skills necessary to safely operate a motor vehicle. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc. Road test. You will drive over a test route that may have a variety of traffic situations. You will follow the directions of the examiner. Directions will be given to you so you will have plenty of time to do what the examiner has asked. You will not be asked to drive in an unsafe manner. At all times during the test, you must drive safe and responsibly. During the driving test, the examiner will be scoring you on specific driving maneuvers as well as on your general driving behavior. With a parent, guardian or friend, who is properly licensed and over the age of 21, practice driving in low-traveled, residential areas until you are confident you can drive in other types of traffic situations, such as urban areas and expressways. All new drivers are encouraged to take a driver's education course as driving is a complicated task. How you will be tested. Turns. You have been asked to make a turn. As you approach the turn, black small square check traffic in all directions, use the correct turn signal, brake smoothly and evenly and safely get into the correct lane needed for the turn. If you must stop before making the turn because of traffic, signals or signs, black small square smoothly come to a complete stop without skidding behind the stop line, crosswalk, or stop sign. A safe gap when stopping behind another vehicle is to stop where you can see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. Keep the front wheels aimed straight ahead. When ready to turn, black small square check traffic in all directions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel during the turn. Maintain smooth even acceleration and yield to pedestrians and other traffic. Keep checking your mirror to make sure the vehicle does not hit anything on the inside of the turn. Do not move into oncoming traffic or drive over the curb. Keep the vehicle in the proper lane. After turn, black small square, make sure you finish completing the turn in the correct lane and that your turn signal has canceled. Accelerate to the speed of traffic. Use your turn signal. Check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder. Head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Intersections. As you approach an intersection, black small square check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Brake smoothly and evenly and maintain lane position. When stopping at an intersection, black small square if necessary, come to a complete stop behind any stop signs, signals, sidewalks, or stop lines. If stopping behind another vehicle, maintain a safe gap. you should be able to see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. When driving through an intersection, black small square check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Keep both hands on the wheel, slow down and yield to any pedestrians or traffic in the intersection. Do not change lanes while proceeding through the intersection. Once through the intersection, black small square continue checking mirrors and traffic behind you. Accelerate smoothly. If there are multiple lanes of traffic, accelerate to the speed of traffic, use your turn signal, check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Urban. During this part of the test, you are expected to make regular traffic checks, check cross traffic and maintain a safe following distance. Your vehicle should be centered in the proper lane, rightmost lane, and you should keep up with the flow of traffic, but not exceed the posted speed limit. Rural, open highway. During this part of the test, you are expected to make regular traffic checks, check cross traffic and maintain a safe following distance. Your vehicle should be centered in the proper lane, rightmost lane, and you should keep up with the flow of traffic but not exceed the posted speed limit. Lane changes. During multiple lane portions of the test, you will be asked to change lanes to the left, and then back to the right. You should make the necessary traffic checks first by looking in your mirrors and checking your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Make sure you use the correct turn signal and smoothly change lanes when it is safe to do so. Cancel your turn signal upon completion and check traffic. Expressway. When entering the expressway, black small square check traffic by looking in your mirrors and checking your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Make sure you use your turn signal. While increasing speed, smoothly merge into the proper lane of traffic without stopping or crossing over any solid painted lines. Cancel your turn signal upon completion of the merge. Once on the expressway, black small square maintain proper lane positioning, vehicle spacing and vehicle speed. Continue to check traffic thoroughly in all directions. When exiting the expressway, black small square make necessary traffic checks. Use proper signals and brake smoothly once you enter the deceleration lane. Continue to decelerate within the lane markings, follow posted warning speeds and maintain adequate spacing between your vehicle and other vehicles. Cancel your turn signal upon completion of exiting the expressway. Limited access roadway. When entering the limited access roadway, black small square check traffic by looking in your mirrors and checking your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Make sure you use your turn signal. While increasing speed, merge or turn smoothly into the proper lane of traffic without stopping, unless necessary, or crossing over any solid painted lines. Cancel your signal upon completion of the merge or turn. Once on the limited access roadway, black small square maintain proper lane positioning, vehicle spacing and vehicle speed. Continue to check traffic thoroughly in all directions. When leaving the limited access roadway, black small square make necessary traffic checks. Use proper signals and brake smoothly once you enter the deceleration or turning lane. Continue to decelerate within the lane markings, follow posted warning speeds and maintain adequate spacing between your vehicle and other vehicles. Cancel your signal upon completion of exiting the limited access roadway. Curve. When approaching a curve, black small square check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Before entering the curve, reduce your speed so further braking is not required in the curve. Keep vehicle in the lane. Continue checking traffic in all directions. Maintain a safe speed through the curve and follow posted warning signs. Traffic signs. During the road test, you will be asked to identify several traffic signs. They can be located anywhere on the road test. If the examiner asks you what road sign you just passed, you should be able to tell the examiner. General driving. Use brakes properly. Black small square do not brake harshly. Brake smoothly using steady pressure. Come to a complete stop at traffic signs or signals. Proper steering. Black small square keep both hands on the outside of the steering wheel at all times unless using other controls. Once you have completed using other controls, return both hands to the steering wheel. All methods of steering are acceptable, for example, hand over hand and hand to hand, as long as both hands are on the outside of the wheel. Proper lane usage. Black small square do not put vehicle over curbs, sidewalks or lane markings. Complete a turn in the proper lane on a multiple lane road, vehicle should finish a left turn in the leftmost lane, the one directly to the right of the centerline. Finish a right turn in the rightmost, curb, lane. Move to or remain in the rightmost lane unless lane is blocked. Do not attempt lane changes at intersections. Regular traffic checks, head checks. Black small square check traffic and mirrors regularly. Check traffic and mirrors before, while in and after an intersection, turn or lane change. Watch for hazards by searching left and right at intersections, driveways, store entrances, railroad tracks or any other areas where traffic intersects. Scan and check traffic in high volume areas and areas where pedestrians are expected to be present. Check traffic by looking over your shoulder, head check, when necessary, for example, lane change, merging. Use of turn signals. Black small square use turn signals when required. Activate turn signals at appropriate times. Do not signal too early or too late. Cancel turn signals upon completion of a turn or lane change. Stopping at stop line or crosswalk or gap. Black small square when stopping at a stop sign or traffic signal, do not stop over marked stop line, pedestrian crosswalk, sidewalk or other marker. Do not stop vehicle in the intersection. When stopping behind another vehicle, make sure you can see the rear wheels of the vehicle in front of you. Automatic failures. Doing any of the following during your road exam will result in an automatic failure. If you do not use your safety belt. If you do not check your blind spots. If you receive a traffic citation for a moving violation, disobey signs or signals, speed, roll through stops, or ignore traffic laws. If you do not yield to pedestrians or other roadway users. If you are involved in an avoidable crash or if your vehicle has physical contact with other vehicles, objects or pedestrians. If you commit any unsafe act or if another driver is forced to take evasive actions in order to prevent a crash. If you put the vehicle over sidewalks or curbs unnecessarily. If the examiner must take control of the vehicle. Basic control skills on road test. During the road test, you will be asked to demonstrate some of the basic control skills exercises, for example, 2-point turnabout, 3-point turnabout, parallel parking, in a real-world setting. The examiner will provide you with instructions. Upon completion of the exercise, you will continue with the road test. Conclusion. At the end of the tests, the examiner will discuss the results of each test and provide recommendations for possible improvement.